This is 7AD7BU. It's round one of Cricket Northwest first grade competition tomorrow. Here's Simo from Sheffield. G'day again, mate.
G'day, DK. How are you this year?
All right. Yeah, not too foul. I saw a photo of you in the Advocate today.
Strapping, isn't it?
Handing over the captaincy reins at Sheffield to Kingy.
Yeah, it's time. I think we move in a bit of a direction on a game day, I suppose, from that perspective. So I'll put a lot more time, I suppose, and emphasis on coaching midweek, and then I can just turn up on a Saturday and become a player as per the rest of the crew and hand it all over to Kingy, and I do my job midweek and he does his off weekends, and I think it should lead us in a pretty good direction going forward for the next couple of years.
Righto. So we'll get to the games in a sec. Firstly, let's look at COVID regulations. So what's happening? Same as last year or what?
Yeah, so as it stands for now, nothing will change in relation to what clubs did last year on the field and off the field. So anything that was put in place by Cricket Northwest or Cricket Tasmania or anything like that will stay as is for the time being. So I probably suspect that won't change, to be honest, throughout the whole season. I think what the clubs did last year all worked really well, both on field and off field. There was no real complaints or anything like that. So going forward this season, no change to be had on the COVID front in regards to the playing conditions and how clubs need to be prepared off field as well.
Did fantastic last year.
Correct.
Every
yep.
club I went to had it all mapped out. It was just terrific.
Yep, I agree.
Yep. Right. So you haven't put your hand up for the president's job, have you, by the way? Croft's pulled a pin, so.
No, I haven't done.
Do we have a new president yet?
No, we don't at the moment. No, not at the moment. Sort of a couple of board members obviously sort of just doing a few bits and pieces as a sort of an acting type of job.
Yeah, right.
Obviously, Shane did a fantastic job throughout his time at the helm there, and not only did the competition see benefit when Croft was involved whilst he was president, but I'm sure the competition will see further benefit in years to come from what Croft was able to achieve with the board.
Indeed. Well done, Croft. Life membership for Hutto.
Yeah, David Hudson was inducted as a life member of the Cricket Northwest Association at the annual general meeting going back a month or two ago now. On Wednesday night, we had our season launch for Cricket Northwest over at the Wharf Precinct in Ulverston, where David Mullett did a bit of a Q&A with David Hudson and around his life membership and his time in the game. But a very well-deserved person of that award has given a lot of service to cricket, both in coaching, playing, junior development type activity, and then obviously into umpiring and administration with the board. So well done and congratulations to David Hudson on his life membership in Cricket Northwest.
Yep, ditto for me. All right, so let's get to round one of Cricket Northwest, but it's round two of the Greater Northern Cup, isn't it?
Yeah, correct.
Because the Launceston teams played last week.
Lonnie guys have already started, that's right, yep.
All right, so 50 over competition. So we'll start off with Wynyard and Burnie. That's up at Wynyard tomorrow.
Wynyard and Ulverston are the grounds at the moment, that are up and going. Wynyard, they'll be pretty good again. I think they'll be competitive. They've obviously got their new coach in Dylan Sander-Girigota, who's come from Launceston. So he's joined there, and he's obviously met with a wealth of experience through guys like Greg Sharman, obviously, who's going around again. But additional, they started to see some really good output from some of their kids coming through last year. So I think they'll be one to watch this year. I think they come good at the end of last year. They obviously scraped in the finals there, finishing third or fourth. And so I think they'll be another team that certainly keep an eye on this year going forward.
Up against the Premiers,
yeah. So obviously Sean Redmond taking on the reins there as coach again. Not too many things have changed on the Burnie front. I think they'll be pretty similar to last year. They obviously used a lot of kids last year, which is paid dividends, winning the premiership. They've had another year under their belt, so I think probably Burnie are going to set that benchmark again for the competition and certainly keep an eye on them, because I think the more that those kids will progress, I think they're setting themselves up for a really prosperous future.
And they get experienced Kurt Lamprey back, I believe.
Yeah, and Kurt's coming back. He had a year at Natone last year, won a premiership. Those that know Kurt that played in the competition going back two seasons ago, he was most certainly a force, predominantly with the ball, but at times with the bat, he has that knack to just get away from you really quickly if you don't get him early. So he'll be a key player for the Burnie Hurricanes this year.
All right, let's go to the game at Ulverston tomorrow. So Black Caps hosting Devonport tomorrow.
Yeah, and it'll probably be a little bit interesting in the way of, obviously, Ulverston have refurbed and renovated their centre wicket, so forever and a day you've turned up to the UCI Oval there, and you've if I win the toss, I'm batting as a non-negotiable. So yeah. I think it'll be actually, I was talking to Brad Cole about this, I think it'll be really interesting to see how it pans out in the way of captains winning tosses now, because is it going to be flat? Yep, the chances are it probably will be, with the way that the ground team over at Ulverston prepare. But there's also that thing in the back of your mind too, new surface, new sort of refurb. So do you have a crack at bowling, that type of stuff? So I think that'll be an interesting watch point over the next couple of weekends. Yeah, that'll be a terrific game of cricket. Ulverston and Devonport will be interested to see how they shape up. Devonport obviously have had a significant amount of losses. Well, not a significant amount, but a fair few. Miles Barnard's injured. The Brown brothers have moved away to the mainland. I think Sam is playing this week, but will probably predominantly play Raiders cricket, which is great for their club too, because it means that there's going to be some opportunity for those younger guys to come through. Darren Lakeland's taken over as the senior program coach there, and I've got no doubt he'll do a fantastic job with that group. In regards to Ulverston, they've obviously got injuries to Matt Talbot, Will Dow at the moment. Damien De Vries has stepped down, I think, from first grade cricket perhaps. I'm not sure if he's retired full stop or whether he's sort of still around or not.
Who knows with Damien?
They've got some opportunity there. I think Kobe Walmsley's back. They've recruited a fellow in the name of Ben May, which I'm sort of a bit of a question mark on. I'm not sure.
Apparently bowls wheels.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there you go. So that'll be great for the competition to have another quick involved, and obviously Logan Hazel will get a good opportunity, so I could see that panning out as a good game of cricket on the weekend.
Righto. And you guys, you're also playing at Ulverston against La Trobe, and this is Sunday.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so this is on Sunday, and that's back to that ground availability thing. So we were meant to be at home. Unfortunately, wasn't quite ready, probably a week and a half, maybe even two away, but that's sort of how it sits with football and whatnot. But I suppose from our perspective, Aaron McNabb comes back after a year off after his knee injury, and a young fella in the name of Ethan Clark, who we were able to recruit from Devonport, is going to make his debut for us. He's really impressed in pre-season, so I'm keen to see how he goes, get him out into the game type scenarios and let him do his thing. So other than that, we're shaping up pretty similar as to what we have in previous years. In regards to La Trobe, Matty Bennett obviously going from Devonport to take over the reins there at La Trobe, and obviously Tim Moore's joined him as his assistant, and Brandon King also makes his way back to La Trobe after a year or so off out of the game.
Right,
so
all
in all, I think all teams have got some inclusions. They've probably lost a few along the way as well, but that's cricket. That's what happens year on year. But I think we're shaping up for a pretty tight year at first grade level.
All right, so their first grade games on Saturday. Well, your game's on Sunday, but there's T20s for second grade on Sunday?
Yeah, that's right, Darren. So down at Wynyard on Sunday, second grade are kicking off their year round one. They've got a one-off T20 to kick their campaign off. So Wynyard and Burnie, 10 a.m, La Trobe and Sheffield, 1 p.m, and then Devonport and Ulverston have the last game at 4 p.m. in the afternoon on Sunday.
Righto, so there's your round one of Cricket North West. Now the women's, they'll be starting in a few weeks' time?
Yeah, 20th of November as it stands for a scheduled start on the women's front, and the juniors roster is yet to be released, but that'll be coming out, I suppose, in probably the coming week or so. And just on those two competitions as well, stay tuned around some exciting updates around some rep cricket for both women and junior cricket, which will certainly propel the coast in the way of showing off our talents and whatnot from up here.
Very good. All right, mate, thanks for that. Great report, and play well this weekend. I might drop over to Olvie and watch you guys go around on Sunday.
Absolutely, sounds good. Just one last thing, a quick thank you to Bendigo Bank for being the competition sponsor again this year. They've been a huge support of ours over the last couple, and we're looking forward to working with them again.
Indeed. All right, thanks, mate.